This is WCRB In Concert, where each week we bring you the best live performances of our region. I'm Chris Voss. Tonight, it's WCRB In Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society and their performance of Handel's oratorio, Semele. Now, you can find out more about the Handel and Haydn Society, including their very cool 2017-2018 season, via classicalwcrb.org. You particularly want to explore their Amadeus Live concert coming up in November, which is featuring the 1984 film Amadeus with the Handel and Haydn Society playing the score live at Symphony Hall in November. Well, normally oratorios are religious works. They're typically Christian works. Semele differs from that in a bit because it is Roman. And instead of the Bible, it's one of the Roman myths. The mortal Semele's love affair with the king of the gods, Jupiter, and the consequences of that affair, Juno, the queen of the gods, wrath. Now, somewhat amusingly, given that Semele is about lust and passion and adultery and revenge, the oratorio was written for Lent, when you're supposed to be giving things up and thinking about bettering yourself a little bit. Now, Semele takes the advice of her friend, Ino, that she should demand that her lover, the god Jupiter, reveal himself to her in his true celestial form. Otherwise, Semele will never be happy. And Semele agrees, not knowing that her friend Ino is really Jupiter's wife in disguise. Jupiter begs Semele not to demand this request, knowing that it will kill the mortal Semele to see him as a god. But Semele insists, he relents. And, as he knew it would, his godly form incinerates Semele. But from her ashes comes some good, the god of wine, of ecstasy, and pleasure, the god Bacchus. Again, not really what you would think of a story for Lent, not really a tale of restraint and abstinence, but that's Handel pushing some buttons. Here it is, Act 3 of Handel's Semele with the Handel and Haydn Society, and Harry Christopher's conducting, Sarah Tynan as Semele, Jeffrey Budd as Jupiter, Paula Moorhe as Juno on WCRB In Concert.
that name than a soft hurling stream? More sweet is that name than a soft hurling stream? More sweet is that name than a soft, than a soft hurling stream? Than a soft, than a soft hurling stream? More sweet is that name, more sweet is that name than a soft, than a soft hurling stream? More sweet, more sweet is that name, more sweet is that name than a soft hurling stream? With pleasure, repose I have forsake. If you grant me but her to swoon me away. With pleasure, repose I forsake. If you grant me but her to swoon me away. Grant me but her to soothe me away. More sweet is that name, more sweet is that, more sweet is that name than a soft hurling stream. More sweet is that name than a soft, than a soft hurling stream. Than a soft, than a soft hurling stream. More sweet is that name, more sweet is that name. Than a soft hurling stream. More sweet is that name. More sweet is that name than a soft hurling stream.
My will be, she shall be thine. Thou with thy softer powers first Jove shall captivate. To Morpheus then give order, my various minister, that with a dream in shame of Semele, but far more beautiful and more alluring, he may invade the sleeping deity. And more to agitate his kindling fire, still let the phantom seem to fly before him, that he may wake impetuous, furious in desire, unable to refuse whatever boon a coyness shall require.
I tremble to comply.
To me thy leaden rod resign, to charm the sentinels on Mount Cithaeron. Then cast a sleep on mortal Ino, that I may see a form to wear when I to Semele appear.
To pass in fear.
Ecstasy of heaviness, celestial graces.
Ooh!
moon without a name. Can that avail me? But how shall I attain to immortality?
Come to my arms, my lovely fair, soothe my uneasy care. My lovely fair, come to my arms, my lovely fair. My uneasy care. why art thou so insensible?
Take heed, take heed, And with inevitable fire, she needs must instantly expire.
softest lightning yet I'll try, and mildest melting bolt apply. In vain, for she was framed to prove none but the lambent flames of love. 'Tis past, 'tis past.
Oh.
From the ashes of Semele and Jupiter's love comes the infant god of wine and pleasure, Bacchus, whose statue gazes down onto the room and onto that cheering audience at Symphony Hall in Boston. That's the conclusion to Handel's oratorio, Semele. Tonight on WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society, we heard Sarah Tynan as Semele, Jeffrey Budd as Jupiter, Paula Murahi as Juno and as the spy Eno, Mirelle Asselin as Iris, Tim Mead as Athamas, Matthew Brook as Cadmus and Somnus, and Stefan Reed as the god Apollo, who also gazes down on Symphony Hall. Be sure to join the Handel and Haydn Society for their 2017 and 2018 season, including their really cool Amadeus Live project in November, when they'll be screening the Amadeus film as the H&H play Amadeus, the soundtrack to the film. That's on November 10th, 11th, and 12th. And again, more information about that and the entire season of the Handel and Haydn Society is at classicalwcrb.org. There you'll also be able to enjoy this concert again on demand and see a broadcast schedule of upcoming WCRB in concert broadcasts. Again, classicalwcrb.org. I'm Chris Voss. This broadcast was written and produced by me and mixed and edited by audio producer Antonio Oliart Ross. The executive producer of WCRB in concert is Brian McCreath. Thank you to the staff of the Handel and Haydn Society for their help in making this broadcast possible. And thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, part of WGBH, Boston.